Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishma Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Zavin. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Roa Riacha Shel Zov says the Mishnah, if a person just saw one Zov emission, by itself, that one only makes him like a Balkeri. But as far as he's concerned, after he has two emissions, he becomes a Zov. Now, the person didn't hear, did not have his second Zav emission on that, later that day or on the next day. So the question is, when he has his second day or his second Re'ia, how far ahead does that continue? Or does it work retroactively from the time of his first time? How does it work? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Kishomeris Yom Keneged Yom. Beis Shammai says that during the period between his first and his second Zov emission, it has the status, he has the status as a Zov Katan, who becomes Tameh, or a Zov Katana, who becomes Tameh on the day of the discharge herself. Right? And Beis Hillel Omrim Kibalkeri, Beis Hillel says he's not going to make things Metami Mishkav Umoshav, and the Re'ia doesn't make him Metami Bimasa. It's only a limited Tumah during this first period, right? Like a Balkeri, which who carries a Tumas Maga if he touches things, those are the, or they touch him, those are the things that he's able to be Metami. Ra Achas. What if he sees a Zov emission once? Ubasheni hifzik, and then on the second day he doesn't see anything. Ubashlishi rash daim o achas meruba kishtaim. And then on the third day, he saw two twice, or he sees one that's as long as two. In other words, that's twice as long as the amount of time it would take him to go to the mikveh and then dry himself off. So Beis Shammai omrim zav gamur. So Beis Shammai says, the first emission combines with the later two, that makes him a full-fledged Zav, who also has to be Metame Mishkav and Moshav, and needs to go to a Mayan, to not a Mikvah, and he winds up having to bring a Karban. He's Metame Mishkav and Moshav, he needs Biasmayim, but he'd be potter from the carbon. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda comes along and he says, Modim Beis Shammai Bezeh She'eino Zav Gamor. Beis Shammai agrees in this case that he's not going to be a full-fledged Zav. Be'alma Nechleku, so what did they argue about? Alaroa Shtayim, Oachas Meruba Kishtayim, Ubasheni Hifsik. They disagree on the case of by the case of somebody who sees twice, or he sees one elongated Ziva, and on the second one, He doesn't see anything. Ubashlishi ra achas, and then on the third one he saw one re'ia. Beis Shammai omrim zav gamur. Beis Shammai says in this situation he'll be a full fledged zav. We saw omrim metami mishkav u'moshav b'tzarch b'yasmayim. He would be mayim chayim. He would have to take the stringencies of a zav in this case, but he'd be potter from the korban. Now, Aroa Keri Beom Ashlishi Lesvira Zovo. What happens if he has a Zav count, the 7 clean days that he has to go ahead and keep when he's a Zav Gomer before he can go through the Tara process? So what happens if he experiences the beginning of the 7 clean days, and on the third day, he has a Riyas Keri. He has to forfeit the entire beginning of the week, right? The first 2 days. Beisela says he loses the day itself, right? So, but he has to go ahead, and he doesn't have to restart. He only needs to keep 5 more days, not 7 more days. Right? However, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Haroa Basheni, Soser Shalofanov. Rabbi Shmuel says if he sees on the second day of the Shiva Nikim, so it undoes everything beforehand. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Echad Haroa Basheni, Vechad Haroa Bashlishi. Doesn't matter whether he sees the first or the second day, Shebe Shammai Omerim Soser Shnei Yamim Shalofanov. Vesel Omerim Lo Soser Eliyomo. Be Shammai says he undid the first, the previous 2 days. And Beis Hillel says he only undid the day itself, right? Umodim beroa berevisho sasser eliyomo beroa keri, right? And they agree in a situation where he sees Keri on the fourth day of the Shivim, and the Kiyam Beis Shammai agrees that from the fourth day on, it doesn't undo the first 3 days, but instead only undoes the day itself. When there is Keri, assuming that he saw Keri over there. Avon Ra Zov, but if he saw Zov instead of Keri, Safili Yom Shvi, even if it was on the 7 days, so then Sasar Shalofanav, it undid the stuff that was there from the beforehand. The understanding of the Gemara is, of the Mishnah is, that when a person goes ahead and he sees Ziva, that's what he's counting Shiva Nikim for. So although Keri is similar to Ziva, then we have to be careful, and we have a stricture, right? But still, notwithstanding, it doesn't undo everything over there. Okay, we'll stop here, Bez HaSesham. We'll continue tomorrow morning.